She suddenly understood what the gunslinger must have known, if not from the first, then from soon after the three Stephen Kings appeared. This whole thing was a shuck. She didn't know what exactly was in those wicker baskets, but she doubted like hell that it was food and clothes. She settled within herself. "Well," Fimolo asked patiently, "will you come and take the presents I'd give you? You must come if you'd have them, for halfway across the bridge is as far as I can go myself. Just beyond Fimolo and Fumolo is the king's deadline. You and she may pass both ways, we may not." Roland said, "We thank you for your kindness, Sai, but we're going to refuse. We have food, and clothing is waiting for us up ahead, still on the hoof. Besides, it's really not that cold."
"No,"
Susanna agreed, smiling into the three identical and identically dumbfounded faces.
"It's really not."
"We'll be pushing on," Roland said, and made another bow over his cocked leg.
"Say thank you, say may you do well,"
Susanna put in, and once more spread her invisible skirts. She and Roland began to turn away, and that was when Fimolo and Fumolo, still down on their knees, reached inside the open baskets before them. Susanna needed no instruction from Roland, not so much as a shouted word. She drew the revolver from her belt and shot down the one on her left, Fumolo, just as he swung a long-barreled silver gun out of the basket. What looked like a scarf was hanging from it. Roland drew from his holster as blindingly fast as ever and fired a single shot. Above them, the rooks took wing, cawing affrightedly, turning the blue sky momentarily black. Fimolo, also holding one of the silver guns, collapsed slowly forward across his basket of food with a dying expression of surprise on his face and a bullet hole dead center in his forehead.